This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top U.S. generals said Tuesday they advised President Joe Biden to keep American troops in Afghanistan and expressed concern that the Taliban have not severed ties with al-Qaeda. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of U.S. Central Command, said they had personally recommended some 2,500 troops remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Biden in April ordered a complete pullout of U.S. forces from the country by August 31st, following through on an agreement reached with the Taliban by former President Donald Trump. Milley, McKenzie, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were grilled for nearly 6 hours by senators about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the chaotic evacuation from Kabul Airport. Top senators from President Joe Biden's Democratic Party warned Tuesday that the U.S. relationship with Brazil would be at risk if President Jair Bolsonaro does not respect democratic norms in October 2022 elections. The far-right leader, one of the leading international allies of Donald Trump, has warned that Brazil could see scenes reminiscent of the January 6th mob violence in Washington by supporters of the former U.S. president's false claims of election fraud. In a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, four Democratic senators said that disruption in Brazil's democracy, quote, would jeopardize the very foundation of relations between the Western Hemisphere's two most populous nations. The senators voiced alarms at Bolsonaro's claims without evidence that the voting system is mired in fraud and his suggestions that he would not concede defeat. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House said on Tuesday at least 400,000 people in the United States have received booster doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine after U.S. health regulators cleared the third round of shots for millions of people, and a million more are seeking them. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week backed an additional dose of the vaccine for people age 65 and older, adults with underlying medical conditions that put them at risk for severe COVID-19, and adults in high-risk working and institutional settings. But officials say over 70 million eligible people remain unvaccinated without even one dose, and only 30% of pregnant women have received the vaccine. Poland's President Andrzej Duda said on Tuesday he would request the extension of a state of emergency along Poland's border with Belarus for a further 60 days due to a surge in migration that Warsaw blames on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Poland and fellow European Union states Lithuania and Latvia have reported sharp increases in migrants from countries such as Afghanistan and Iraq trying to cross their borders in what Brussels and Warsaw say is a form of hybrid warfare designed to put pressure on the bloc over sanctions it imposed on Minsk. A state of emergency involves restrictions on freedom of movement in the affected areas, including for the media and non-governmental organizations. The current measures are due to expire October 1st. Poland declared the emergency at the start of September, but its nationalist government has faced criticism from human rights campaigners over its treatments of migrants at the frontier. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is seeking to reassure the public that a fuel supply crisis snarling the country and creating long lines at gas stations is stabilizing. Johnson said in a televised interview on Tuesday, quote, we are starting to see the situation improve. His government, though, said it would be a while before gas supplies return to normal. Many gas stations around Britain shut in the past few days because they ran out of fuel. The government says a shortage of truck drivers triggered the crisis, and it has put army troops on standby to help get gas to stations. And Chile's lower house of Congress on Tuesday approved a bill to decriminalize abortion within 14 weeks of pregnancy, a major step towards legalization of a procedure still only allowed in a handful of Latin American countries. The bill seeks to change the existing law, which allows elective abortion under certain circumstances. Activists say these legal abortions represent only about 3% of the thousands of secret terminations taking place in the country. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.